外，他是我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走路。
He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同站在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let's have a simple prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，你实在是我们的牧者。
We thank you, Lord, that indeed you are our shepherd.
我们实在是你草场上的羊。
And we are your sheep.
主啊，我们在这首诗，这是个诗篇，再次提醒我们。
And this psalm once again reminds us.
你爱我们。
That you love us.
你是好牧人。
You are the good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
And a good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
你也是大牧人，为我们从死里复活。
And you are the great shepherd that was raised from the dead.
你更是我们的牧长，首席牧人。你有一天要在荣耀里显现。
And one day you'll be revealed in glory.
主啊，我们到那个时候，我们要得主啊不衰残的冠冕。
And on that day we will have that crown that does not decay.
主啊，我们谢谢你这些话再次安慰我们。
And we thank you that these words once again comfort us.
当我们今天早晨在你的话语跟前。
And as we study your word this morning,
但愿你再次用你的圣膏来涂抹这些话。
May you again anoint these words.
让这些话说在我们的深处。
Such that these words will be spoken to the depths of our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 刚才我们所读的圣经是大家最熟悉的，它太熟悉了，好像神不能再对我们说什么话。
But it seems as if it's so familiar that God cannot speak further to us.
因为好像我们失去了那个新鲜的感觉。
It's almost as we lost that feeling of freshness.
但是我们知道主的话是永远说不完的。
But we know that the Lord's word cannot be fully spoken of.
主的话是永远说不尽的。
That there's no extent to it.
就是我们最熟悉的主圣经，主都能对我们说话。
And even the most familiar passage, the Lord can continue to speak to us.
所以今天早晨我们可以说一同来复习圣经里面最熟悉的一章圣经。
And so this morning we'd like to review our most familiar passage.
那就是诗篇二十三篇。
And that is Psalms 23.
那这里讲耶和华是我的牧者。
And here it speaks of the Lord is my shepherd.
那我们的主是牧人。
Our Lord is the shepherd.
我们乃是草场上的羊。
And we are the sheep of the pasture.
所以诗篇二十三篇是羊的故事。
And so Psalm 23 is the story of the sheep.
这里所有的种种都是对羊来说的。
And all these things that it talks about is speaking of to the sheep.
所以当我们读诗篇二十三篇的时候，
And so when we study Psalm chapter 23,
我们要想到我们自己就是那个躺在青草旁边、青草地上的羊。
We need to think of ourselves as a sheep in the green pastures.
而且我们怎样在安歇的水边。
And how we are beside the still waters.
然后他为自己的名引导我们走义路。
And how he guides us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
我们怎样经过死荫的幽谷。
And how we pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们的主在敌人面前怎样为我们摆设宴席。
And how the Lord prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies.
他如何用油膏了我们的头。
And how he anoints our head with oil.
然后我们回到神的家中。
And when we return to his house.
当我们回去回头想的时候。
And when we look back.
我们要说我们一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着我们。
We need to say surely goodness and loving kindness has followed us all the days of our lives.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中。
And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以这首诗乃是说到我们一生的一首诗。
And so this song speaks of our entire lives.
这首诗是能够解释我们一生的一首诗。
And this song can explain our entire lives.
虽然我们一生是那么短暂。
And although our lives are so short.
但是从出生一直到回到主那里，你看见一路上都是牧人怎样的牧养我们。
And so from our birth to that day we see the Lord, we can see it's the Lord who is leading us.
但是不要忘记这是旧约的一章诗篇。
But do not forget that this is a psalm in the Old Testament.
我们读诗篇，这个诗篇犹太人也读这个诗篇。
We read the psalm and the Jews also read the psalm.
我们读这个诗篇，犹太拉比也读这一章诗篇。
We read the psalm and also the Jewish rabbis read the psalm.
那我们读这篇诗篇，为什么和犹太人读这篇就不同呢？
And why is it different when we read the psalm?
你看见那个不同原因，就是它的解释是在新约里面。
Because the difference is the interpretation in the New Testament.
整本旧约的钥匙是在新约。
And the key of the Old Testament is found in the New Testament.
犹太人把那个钥匙丢掉。
But the Jewish people, they have thrown out the key.
所以他们永远不懂得旧约。
And that's why they do not understand the Old Testament.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们有那把钥匙。
We have that key.
所以现在我们有可能读诗篇二十三篇。
So now it's possible for us to study and read Psalm
23. 如果你没有拿着新约那个钥匙。
But if you do not hold the key of the New Testament.
那么我们读二十三篇的时候，不要忘记，你就好像犹太人今天读诗篇二十三篇。
Then you read Psalm 23 just like any other Jew.
你可以很有学问，像犹太拉比一样。
And you can be very knowledgeable, even that of a rabbi.
你能够解释诗篇二十三篇。
You can explain Psalm 23.
而且诗篇二十三篇在英文的角度，从 King James Version 那个角度来说，是非常美的英文。
And from the King James perspective, the language used in Psalm 23 is indeed beautiful.
那从前有一个弟兄啊，他从头到尾用 King's English, 就是用最好的英文，他从第一节读到第六节。
And there was a brother, he used the King's English to read from verse 1 to verse 6.
他读完的时候，你看见许多人都点头。
And after he finished reading, everyone were nodding their heads.
他觉得读这个诗篇的人学问真的很大。
Because they thought that the person who read that psalm, his knowledge was indeed great.
他英文是最好的英文。
Because his English is the best English.
但等一等，另外一个老弟兄起来读这篇诗篇。
And then later on, an old brother, he came up to read this chapter.
当他读这个诗篇的时候，也许有的英文都不读错。
And when he was reading that psalm, perhaps when he was reading it, his English was incorrect.
有的时候读得太快了，有几个字，也许一两个字都漏掉了。
And sometimes he'd read it too quickly and he'd miss a few words.
但是等到那个弟兄把这个诗篇读完以后。
But when that brother finished reading that psalm,
那全场的弟兄姊妹都感觉到神的同在。
Then all the brothers and sisters, they felt the presence of the Lord there.
现在当你听这个诗篇的时候，
And so when you hear the psalm,
你看不见这个老弟兄，
You no longer see that old brother.
你看见那个牧羊这位老弟兄的那个牧人。
You see the shepherd of the old brother.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们读二十三篇的时候，
When we read Psalm 23,
不错，这里讲的羊的故事。
It's true, it's talking about the story of the sheep.
但是这里更告诉我们牧人的故事。
But furthermore, it tells us the story of the shepherd.
那么这个钥匙在哪里呢？
Now where is the key?
大家如果读约翰福音第十章，
If we read John 10,
主怎么说呢？
What does the Lord say?
他说我是好牧人。
He said, I am the good shepherd.
好牧人喂羊舍。
The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
诗篇二十三篇这位牧人原来是好牧人。
That the shepherd in Psalm 23 is the good shepherd.
那一个牧人到底有多好呢？
And so how good is the shepherd?
你怎么知道他好呢？
How do you know that he is good?
就是说好牧人为羊舍命。
The Lord says the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
2000年前。
2000 years ago.
他把我们挂在十字架上。
He was hung on the cross for us.
他为我们流血。
His blood was shed for us.
他为我们舍命。
And his life was given to us.
所以我们回过头去看，我们说我们的主是好牧人。
And so when we look back, we can say that our Lord is the good shepherd.
这是约翰福音第十章。
And this is the Gospel of John chapter 10.
但是当你读到希伯来书第十三章的时候，
But when you read to Hebrews chapter 13,
我们好不好一同来看希伯来书第十三章。
Why don't we take a look at Hebrews chapter 13?
Hebrews chapter 13.
Hebrews chapter 13.
我们读到二十节。
We will read verse 20.
但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血，使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神。
Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord.
那请我们记得，在这里讲到我们的主从死里复活。
Let's remember here it says that our Lord resurrected from the dead.
然后圣灵怎么说呢？圣灵说他是群羊的大 牧人。
And then what does the Spirit say? The Spirit says that he is the great shepherd of the sheep.
现在我们记得了。
And now that we know,
主说他是好牧人。
That he says he is the good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd lays down his life.
好牧人为我们钉在十字架。
The good shepherd was hung on the cross for us.
这是好牧人的故事。
And this is the story of the good shepherd.
但牧人不光这么多。
But it's not simply thus.
你要认识这位牧人, 你不能只认识他是好牧人。
If you want to know the shepherd, you cannot just merely know him as the good shepherd. You need to know him as a great shepherd. And so when the Spirit speaks of him as a great shepherd, it causes us to see that he is the one resurrected from the dead. We thank the Lord. Our Lord was not only nailed on a cross
for us,
he became the good shepherd. And he also resurrected from the dead. And became our great shepherd.
这个故事还没有完,
but this story hasn't finished yet. Let's take a look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书第五章,
1 Peter chapter 5.
第四节,
verse 4.
到了牧长显现的时候, 你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
那这个牧长在中文可以翻作首席的牧人, 就是chief shepherd, 就是首席的牧人。
And in Chinese, it can be translated as chief shepherd.
所以在这里给我们看见, 我们牧人乃是首席的牧人。
And so we see that our shepherd is the chief shepherd.
那么讲到首席的牧人的时候,
And when we speak of the chief shepherd,
彼得告诉我们有一天他在荣耀里显现。
Peter tells us that one day he will be revealed in glory.
有一天首席的牧人要回来,
and one day the chief shepherd will return.
当他回来的时候,
and when he returns,
我们都要得着赏赐,
we'll receive the reward.
到那个时候我们就得着永不衰衰残荣耀的冠冕,
and at that time we'll receive the fading crown of glory.
所以弟兄姊妹,
and so brothers and sisters,
现在你读新约圣经的时候,
when we read the New Testament,
你看见我们的主不只是好牧人,
we see that our Lord is not only the good shepherd,
为羊舍命,
laying down his life for the sheep.
他是大牧人,
he is the great shepherd.
让我们经过他, 他从死里复活,
and he is resurrected from the dead.
And 不止如此, 有一天这位首席的牧人, 他要回来,
and not only this, but this chief shepherd, he will return.
他要擦干我们的眼泪,
and he will wipe away our tears.
我们今天如果和他一同受苦, 到那天就要和他一同得的荣耀。
And if we suffer with him today, we will also receive glory with him in the future.
那这是新约讲到我们的主是怎样的,
and so this is how the New Testament describes our Jesus as the shepherd.
就这么多了,
and it's all this.
所以全本新约给我们看见主是好牧人, 是大牧人, 是首席的牧人。
And so the entire New Testament lets us see that Jesus, he is the good shepherd, he is the great shepherd, and he is the chief shepherd.
现在你用这三把重要的钥匙,
and now we have these three important keys.
你就能去解开诗篇23篇,
and we can use it to open up Psalm 23.
给我们看见说诗篇23篇所讲的那位牧人是怎样的牧人,
such that we may see that the shepherd which Psalm 23 speaks of is what type of shepherd.
结果你才发现,
and then you'll discover,
原来诗篇23篇的前面有22篇,
that in front of Psalm 23 there's Psalm 22,
后面有24篇,
and after that there's Psalm 24.
那为什么22、23、24圣灵把它放在一起呢?
And so why did the Holy Spirit put Psalm 22, 23, 24 together? And if you read Psalm 22 carefully,
那是讲到十字架的一篇诗篇,
you'll find that it's a psalm that talks about the cross.
那个是在十字架主钉十字架前1000年, 大卫就写了那个诗篇。
And so a thousand years ago, David, he already wrote Jesus
before the
crucifixion. David also wrote
在那个时候大卫根本没有经历什么叫做十字架。
And David, he never experienced what the cross was.
那个时候最残酷的刑罚就是用石头把人打死。
The most horrible punishment was stoning.
所以除了这个之外,大卫不知道有什么刑罚是很残忍的刑罚。
And so aside from that, David did not know of any other horrible punishment.
但是圣灵感动他。
But the Spirit moved him.
当你读诗篇二十二篇的时候
When you read Psalm 22,
一开始我的神我的神你为什么离弃
My God, my God, why did you forsake me?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看见吗大卫在那里描写十字架的故事
And so we see that David is referring to the story of the cross
圣灵在大卫身上工作
The Spirit was working in David
让大卫经过了许多的苦难
That David would experience much suffering
当有一天他说我的神我的神为什么离弃
Until one day he says, my God, my God, my God, my God, why have you
forsaken me?
And this phrase, David, he does not
understand.
Because this is not the experience of
David.
This is the experience of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
But
before the beginning of this experience, 1,000 years before the cross, David expressed
it. 所以大家都知道 ,22篇乃是十字架的诗。
And so everyone knows that Psalm 22 is the Psalm of the cross.
这个诗篇是预言。
And this is a prophecy.
给我们看见了将来有一天我们的主钉在十字架上他要说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我
That we'll see one day when our Lord Jesus is nailed on the cross, he'll say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
现在我们清楚了。
And now we are...
为什么有诗篇二十二篇呢
Why is there Psalm 22?
为什么诗篇二十二篇在二十三篇的前面呢
Why is Psalm 22 before Psalm 23?
啊原来他是我们的好牧人。
Because he is our good shepherd.
好牧人喂养神。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
如果你说我们的牧人有多好
And if we say how good is our shepherd
你读诗篇二十二篇你就明白了
You'll know when you read Psalm 22
你在那里看见我们的主怎样为我们钉在十字架
You'll see how our Lord was nailed on the cross for us
你就知道他有多好
Then you understand how good he is
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
最近有一个影片讲到我们的主怎样钉在十字架
Lately there's been a film that talks about Jesus being nailed on the cross
有的人说现在我们明白了
Some people say no now we understand
首先我不知道主钉十字架是怎么痛苦的
Before we did not understand how horrible it was to be nailed on the cross
有的人看了那个电影以后受了感动
And people when they saw the film they were moved
弟兄姊妹有的人说现在我明白得更清楚了
And now brothers and sisters some people say now we understand it more
有的人因着这个缘故得救了
And for some people they were saved because of this
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
如果你就是把那个电影看一千遍
If you watch that film 1,000 times
你还不知道我们的牧人有多好
You still don't know how good our shepherd is
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
地上没有一部电影
There's no film on this earth.
世界上没有一首诗歌。
Or there's no psalm in this world.
在人类的文化创作里面，没有任何一个杰作，没有任何一个 masterpiece.
There's no nothing. There's no masterpiece in this world.
能告诉我们我们的牧人有多好。
That can fully speak of how good our shepherd is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你怎么知道我们的主是好牧人？
How do we know that our Lord is the good shepherd?
只有诗篇二十篇能给我们看见我们的主到底有多好。
It's only in Psalm 22 that we say how good our Lord is.
所以感谢。
So we thank the Lord.
诗篇二十篇给我们看见他是好牧人。
Psalm 22 causes us to see that he is the good shepherd.
好牧人喂养舍。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
那么诗篇二十三篇呢
？So what about Psalm 23?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是我们的大牧人。
He is our great shepherd.
明白吗？
Yes,
讲的大牧人讲的他为我们从死里复活。
When we speak of the great shepherd, we speak of the resurrection from the dead.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
诗篇二十三篇是我们的诗篇。
Psalm 23 is our song.
二十三篇的经历是我们的。
The experience of Psalm 23 is our share.
现在我们有经历了。
And now we have the experience.
我们是谁？怎么会有经历呢
？And so how can we have this experience?
我们怎么会有故事呢
？How do we have that story?
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
我们的故事是永远从他的故事开始。
Our story started with his story.
所以现在你明白英文的 history 是 his story.
And so the English word history is his story.
所以当你读诗篇二十三篇的时候。
And so when you read Psalm 23,
你想到你怎样躺在青草地上
？You see how you lie down in the green pasture.
想到你怎样在安歇的水边
？And how you're beside the still water.
想到我们怎样经过死荫的幽谷
？And how you pass through the valley of the shadow.
这不是我们的故事吗
？Is this not our story?
这不是我们的经历吗
？It's not our experience.
但是不要忘记
，But do not forget.
我们所有今天
，We can have today.
我们所有这些经历
，The reason why we can have these experiences
是因为他的故事
，It's because of his story.
所以弟兄姊妹
，And so brothers.
如果不是我们的主是我们的好牧人
If it weren't for our Lord being our good shepherd
没有诗篇二十三
There would be no Psalm 23
感谢主
We thank the Lord
现在主把这一篇诗篇给
The Lord has given us the Psalm
为什么
And why
解释我们的经历
To explain our experience
我们的经历是有解释的
Because there's an explanation for our experience
为什么我们受那么多苦
Why do we go through so much suffering
为什么我们流那么多眼泪
Why do we shed so many tears
为什么我们经历那么多的艰难
Why do we pass through so many difficulties
为什么一个 wave 一个波来了又一个波又来了
Why is there one hill after the 9/11?
为什么有 9/11? 为什么有9月11号?
Why do we have 9/11?
为什么今天我们在恐怖的阴影底下过日子?
Why today we live under terrorism?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
有一个解释,
there is an explanation.
那个解释是诗篇,
and that explanation is Psalm 23.
那诗篇上面怎么解释?
And how does Psalm 23 explain this?
我们的经历是个什么经历?
What is our experience?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
明白吗?
Do you understand?
我们的主从死里复活,
because our Lord resurrected from the dead.
现在我们的经历乃是根据他从死里复活。
And now our experience is in accordance with his resurrection from the dead.
所以讲到诗篇二十三篇的时候。
And so when we speak of Psalm 23,
圣灵告诉我们说。
The Spirit tells us.
我们怎样经过死荫的幽谷。
How we pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
也不怕遭害。
And we do not fear no evil.
No, 你看见吗？我们虽然经过死荫的幽谷。
Even though we pass through the valley of the shadow of death,
当然我们喜欢躺在青草地上。
We would like to lie down in the green
grass. 当然我们希望在安可海
边。Of course, we would like to be beside the still waters.
但有的时候，他让我们经过死荫的幽谷。
But sometimes he will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们常常觉得为什么主这样？
And so we ask the Lord, why does he do this to us?
你去读圣经的时候。
And when you read the Bible,
你读来读去很多字都有的。
You read and you find there many instances.
很多字，很多的字，很多的 terms.
Oh, there are many terms.
但是有一个词是没有的。
But there's a term that you do not find.
你不是你读来读去，你读不出桥这个字来。
桥。
桥 bridge.
You never find the word bridge in there.
为什么？
And why is that?
当你遇见红海的时候。
Because when you come across the Red Sea.
神没有替摩西搭一座桥，叫以色列人从桥上经过。
God did not prepare a bridge for Moses to lead the people across.
不，神要以色列人从水中经过。
But no, God wanted His people to pass through the water.
以色列人到了约旦河的时候。
And when the Israelites went to the Jordan River.
神没有搭一座桥叫他经过的。
God did not make a bridge for them to cross over.
神一直要他们经过的。
God wanted them to pass through it.
为什么？
And why is it?
你知道非利士人和以色列人不同在哪里？
Do you know the difference between the Israelites and the Philistines?
那以非利士人他们本来就在埃及。
Philistines, they were previously in Egypt.
好像以色列人在埃及。
Just like the Israelites.
后来他们到迦南去。
And later on, they went to Canaan.
好像以色列也到迦南。
Just like the Israelites.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
他们的起点是迦的埃及，他们的终点是迦南。
Their beginning is Egypt and their end is Canaan.
但是他怎么到迦南是不一样的。
But the path to Canaan was different.
你看见吗？这个非利士人他们根本走捷径，从海边一直就进去了。
And so we saw that the Philistines, they took the most direct path. They went along the seashore.
但是以色列人呢？
But the Israelites,
他们需要经过两道水。
They had to pass through two waters.
要经过埃及，要经过这个红海，也要经过约旦。
The Red Sea and then the Jordan River.
所以让我们记得。
And so let us remember.
圣经里面为什么非利士人跟以色列人总是有争执呢？
Why is there a conflict between the Philistines and the Israelites?
为什么？
Why?
因为非利士人太像以色列人了。
Because the Philistines are so much like the Israelites.
今天的巴勒斯坦人就是圣经里面的非利士人。
And the Palestinians are the Philistines of the past.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见为什么那个争执一直在那个地方？
And so we see why there's the conflict persisting there.
从表面上看，他们都是从埃及出来，他们都是进到迦南去。
On the surface, they're both from Egypt and they have gone to Canaan.
所以非利士人在圣经里面代表 spiritual counterfeit， 代表属灵的假冒。
And so the Philistines represent the spiritual counterfeit.
你从外面来看是一模一样的。
Because from the outside, it looks
like 以色列一模一样。
Exactly like the Israelites.
为什么他们是以色列仇敌呢？
But why are they the enemies of the Israelites?
他们不同在哪里？
What is the difference?
和他们的经历不一样。
The experience is different.
你看非利士人根本走捷径的。
Look at the Philistines. They went directly there.
要经过红海。
They did not have to pass through the Red Sea.
要经过约旦河。
They did not have to pass through the Jordan River.
但是以色列人。
But Israelites.
你看那神让他们要经过红海，也经过约旦
河。See that God allowed them to pass through the Red Sea and the Jordan River.
神没有搭一座桥让他们越过。
God did not build them a bridge and allow them to pass through.
神的旨意要他们经过。
The will of God is for them to pass.
所有属灵真实的功课都是经过的，都不是越过的。
And all our spiritual experiences is to pass through, is not to cross, go across, go over.
Not pass over.
Pass over.
对于非利士人来讲
，And so to the Philistines,
他们不光没有经过，连越过都没有。
They did not pass through. They did not even cross through.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这个是何等的不同。
And so we see that this is so different.
但神的旨意。
But the will of God.
凡是他的子民。
Whoever are his people.
他必须不是越过，乃是经过。
You do not go across, but you pass through.
那现在问题在这里。
And so the problem is here.
我们怎么能经过？
How can we go across?
我们怎么可能经过死荫的幽谷？
How can we pass through the valley of the shadow of death?
而经过 我死因的缘故，却不怕遭害。
And to not fear evil at the same time.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
秘诀在哪里
？The secret is here.
因为我们的主从死里复活。
Because our Lord has resurrected from the dead.
请大家注意。
Pay attention to this.
圣经没有说我们从死亡的幽谷里面经过，没有。
It doesn't say that we pass through the valley of death.
那圣经没有说 valley of death， 没有这样说的。
The Bible does not say valley of death.
是 the valley of shadow of death， 是死亡阴影的幽谷。
Rather, the valley of the shadow of death.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们不可能经过死亡的幽谷。
We cannot pass through the shadow of the valley of death.
我们过死亡的幽谷，我们就被他抓住了，我们就出不来了。
If we go through the valley of death, we will be captured in there. We cannot come out.
你看见吗？有人告诉我们说，这个地是棺材底。
Oh, people tell us that that ground is the coffin ground.
而这个天乃是棺材顶。
And the sky is the coffin lid.
没有人从这个棺材里面出去过。
And no one can come out of that coffin.
你看见吗？没有人能够经过死亡的幽谷，
不
被拘禁的。
Can pass through the valley of death and come out of it.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
记不记得两千年前我们的主经过死亡的幽谷，结果从死亡里面出来了。
2000 years ago, our Lord went into the valley of death and he came out of it.
我们起初以为他被死亡打败了。
And before we thought that he was defeated by death.
没有想到他打败了死亡。
But we did not know that he overcame.
你看死亡从来不死的。
Because death never died.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
有一天死亡死了。
One day death died.
原因在哪里
呢 ？What's the reason?
因为我们的主经过死亡的幽谷，从死亡的幽谷里面出来了。
Because the Lord, he passed through the valley of death and he came out of it.
你知道一个真实的故事。
And there's a true story.
在英国的时候。
In England.
那个时候，英国和法国打。
There was a war between England and France.
那么在法国就是拿破仑。
And Napoleon represented France.
那么然后在英国就是 Wellington 将军和拿破仑在那对抗。
And the armies of Wellington were fighting against Napoleon.
所以最后有个很决定的战争。
And so later on there was that final battle.
那么到了礼拜天早晨的时候。
And it was on a Sunday morning.
那个时候没有像现在的电视，他们就想知道到底他们打胜仗呢，还是打了败仗。
And it's not like today they do not know whether they won or lost the war.
所以那个时候这个。他们只好从那个空中啊送来一些信息。
And so all they can do is pass the messages through the air.
但是因为这个伦敦的很多的雾。
But because in London there is a lot of fog.
所以一大早他们起来看到底啊，他们打了胜仗呢，还打了败仗。
And so when they look, it's difficult for them to see whether they won or lost the war.
结果他们得到个 message.
And so they receive the message.
就是威灵顿大败。
That is Wellington defeated.
所以他们想这下终于完了。
So they said, "Oh, that's the end of it."
所以他们就进到礼拜堂去，他们就觉得我们大概没有希望。
And so they went to church downcasted.
结果等到他们从礼拜堂出来的时候
，But when they exited from the church,
这个太阳就出来了。
The sun came up.
后来发现了威灵顿大败后面还有三个字，就是拿破仑。
That they missed the word as Wellington defeated. They missed Napoleon.
因为现在太阳出来，所以你看见拿破仑三个字了。
And now that the sun has come up, you can see the final word.
所以现在的 message 就是 Wellington 大败拿破仑。
And now you have the complete message. Wellington defeated Napoleon.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
当你看见主耶稣钉在十字架
，When you see the Lord nailed on the cross，
一面不说他为我们钉死在十字架上。
Yes, indeed, he was nailed on the cross for us.
但如果他的死跟我们的死是一样的话
，But if his death is the same as our death，
我们经过死亡的幽谷，我们出不来了。
If we go through the valley of death, we cannot go out.
他经过死亡的幽谷也出不来了。
And he'll go through the valley of death and not come out.
现在你看到那个电影，你还受感动。
And now you watch that film, you're very moved.
The Passion of Christ.
The Passion of Christ.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他为我们舍己。
He gave up his life.
他把我们命给出去了。
And he's willing to give up his life.
但是请我们记得。
But let us remember.
如果他死了。
If he died.
经过死亡的幽谷。
And passed through the valley of death.
他没有从死亡幽谷出来。
He never came out of the valley of death.
我们怎样在死面前被打败，他也怎样在死面前被打败。
How we are defeated by death, even so, he will be defeated by death.
他怎么可能是我们的救主？
How can he become our savior?
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以
他所以是我们的救主。
The reason why he is our savior.
因为他爱我们，
当然我们是死的，但是他却 die on the cross.
但是更重要。
But more importantly,
他为我从死里复活。
Resurrected from the dead.
看见吗？
You see that?
他从死亡的幽谷里面出来了。
He resurrected from the valley of death.
所以圣经没有说我们经过死亡的幽谷，没有的。
And so the Bible never said that we go into the valley of death.
他经过死亡的幽谷。
went into the valley of death. We thank the Lord. That he is the first fruit. And he resurrected from the dead. And he came out of that great coffin. And if it were just the cross,
and
we say that Willington defeated. But we thank
God.
We have the good news.
3 天以后,
that 3 days later, the sun came up. Our Lord resurrected from the dead. We thank the Lord.
所有 religion master, 所有地上宗教的教主, 他们的坟墓里面, 他们坟墓里面, 那个, 他们的教主都在哪?
All the religions of the world, they're
master of religion.
The master of religion are still living or still dead in their coffins. But it's only our Lord's tomb that is empty.
为什么?
And why is that?
因为他从死亡的幽谷里面出来，没有遭受到遭害。
Because he was not harmed. He came out of the valley of death.
他胜过了死亡。
And he overcame death.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他为我们从死里复活。
Because he resurrected from the dead.
他做了我们的大牧人。
He became our great shepherd.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在我们可以有经历。
Now we can have the experience.
有的时候我们躺在青草地上。
Sometimes we lie in the green grass.
有的时候我们为他的名起来走一路。
And sometimes for his name's sake, we walk on the path of righteousness.
但有的时候他带我们经过死荫的幽谷。
But sometimes he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death.
有的时候我们觉得我们出不来。
And many times we feel that we can't come out of it.
有的时候眼泪湿到一个地，我们觉得我们什么都没有。
And sometimes we're so tired, we feel like we have nothing left in us.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
稀奇的海,
it's so amazing.
我们不是从死亡的幽谷里面经过的。
We did not pass through the valley of death.
我们的主只是让我们经过死亡阴影的幽谷。
The Lord allows us to pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是完全不一样的。
So this is totally different. You see this.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为复活的生命在你里面,
because the resurrection life is in me, is in you.
现在我们也经过幽谷。
Now we pass through that same valley.
如果不是死亡的幽谷,
but it's not the valley of death.
那是死亡阴影的幽谷,
but the valley of the shadow of death.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
狗会伤人是不是?
A dog can hurt.
Dog can bite.
Can bite.
但是狗的影子不会伤人是不是?
A dog's shadow can't bite.
所以如果我们经过死亡的阴影的话, 当然我们不怕遭害的嘛。
And of course, if we pass through only the shadow of death, we will fear no evil.
所以写诗人说, 你的杖和你的竿都安慰我。
And so that's why the psalmist says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
所以难怪甘夫人说, 我愿意听那个打我的那个杖。
And so that is why Madame Guerra says that she would draw close to the rod.
I want to kiss.
She would kiss the rod.
That chased me.
That chastened her.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？ 这个故事什么故事呢？
And so what is the story?
这个故事就是死而复活的经历的故事。
This story is the story of resurrection from the dead.
所以现在这个经历, the experience of life out of death, 从死里出来的经历。
And so this is the experience of life out of death.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在这个经历就变成你的经历，变成我的。
This experience has become your experience, my experience.
诗篇23篇是很丰富的。
And Psalm 23 is indeed very abundant.
在这篇诗篇里面,
because in that song,
你看见基督徒怎么开始成长。
We can see how we grow.
你看见怎样的一步一步的从春天到夏天一直到冬天。
How step by step we start in spring, summer, and then fall.
所以整个诗篇23篇乃是个羊怎么成长的故事。
And so in Psalm 23 speaks of the story of how the sheep matures.
但是我们不要忘记。
But we should not forget.
我们所以有诗篇23篇。
The only reason why we can have Psalm 23.
因为我们的主是大牧人。
It's because our Lord is the great shepherd.
为我们从死里复活。
And he resurrected from the dead for us.
所以现在
such as today, we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
他的杖和他的竿都安慰我。
And his rod and his staff, they comfort us.
这是23篇。
And so this is Psalm 23.
但是23篇后面还有一个诗篇。
But after Psalm 23, there's another.
那就是24篇。
And that is Psalm 23.
我稍微看一下24篇。
Why don't we take a look at it?
诗篇24篇。
Psalm 24.
我们看第三节。
Let's take a look at verse 3.
谁能登耶和华的山, 谁能够站在他的圣所?
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place?
那这里耶和华的山就是指着今天圣殿山来说。
And that hill speaks of the hill of the temple.
Temple Mount.
Temple Mount.
今天如果大家到耶路撒冷, 你看有一个山, 我们将有两座清真寺在上面。
And today, if you go to Jerusalem, you find that mountain, you find two mosques.
啊，那个山现在是清真寺在上面。不过在主耶稣那个时候，乃是圣殿在那个山上。
And now there's two mosques up there, but back in the days of Jesus, there was the temple there.
那这里告诉我们是谁能够登耶和华的山
？And so here it says, who may ascend into the hill?
谁能够站在他的圣所
？Who may stand in his holy place?
然后下面第七节。
And also in verse 7,
众城门呐、啊，你们要抬起头来。
Lift up your heads, O gates.
永久的门户，你们要被举起来。
And be lifted up, O ancient doors.
那荣耀的王要进来。
That the King of Glory may come in.
所以什么意思
？And so what is
这个荣耀的王就是我们的首席的牧人。
This glorious King is our chief shepherd.
你看见荣耀的我们荣耀的牧人有一天要显现。
Because one day our glorious shepherd will be revealed.
他在哪里显现
？And where will he be revealed？
那根据撒迦利亚书，他要在他的脚要踩在橄榄山上。
And according to the book of Zechariah, his feet will touch Mount Olivet.
到那个时候，全世界的电视只有一个节目。
And on that day, all the television program will only have one program.
不管是 CNN 或者 NBC， 你看见的时候，他们都要告诉我们说，主耶稣的脚已经踩在橄榄山上。
CNN or NBC will report his feet has touched upon Mount Olivet.
那橄榄山上现在还有一个五星级的旅馆。
And there will be a five-star hotel there.
那有人建议说，也许主耶稣来的时候就 check in 旅馆，然后再下来的。
And some people say, oh, perhaps they'll check in the hotel first.
但是不管怎么样
，But regardless,
我们知道，等到我们牧长显现的时候，他的脚一定要踩在橄榄上。
We know that when our chief shepherd appears, his feet will touch upon Mount
Olivet. 那如果他显现的话
，And if he appears,
弟兄姊妹，那个时候圣殿一定是盖好的。
Then at that time, the temple must be built.
你看现在那个圣殿山上面没有圣殿。
But we know that there's no temple up there right now.
今天你怎么可能把两个清真寺搬走？这是个头很大很大的问题。
And so how can you get rid of those two mosques? That's a big problem.
所以你看，为什么今天中东的问题这么难解决的
？And so now we know why there's such big problems in the Middle East.
但有一件事我们知道。
The one thing we do know.
等到我们主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
谁能够登耶和华的山
？Who can ascend into the hill?
当然，我们首席的牧人他要登耶和华的山。
And of course, it is our chief shepherd who ascends into the hill.
而且他还站在圣所里面。
And he will stand in the holy place.
圣殿一定是盖好。
So at that time, the temple must have been built.
所以我们知道那个时候圣殿一定要被盖好。
And so we know that temple must have been built by then.
到底怎么发生，我们不知道。
And how it happens, we don't know.
今天你来看几乎是不可能。
Because when we take a look at it right now, we'll say it's possible.
但有一件事我们知道。
The one thing we do know.
根据诗篇24篇。
That according to Psalm 24, it's possible.
你看我们首席的牧人回来的时候。
That when our chief shepherd returns.
他要登耶和华的山。
He will ascend into the hill.
他要站在圣所里。
And he will stand in the holy place.
那这什么意思呢
？And what's the meaning of this?Do not forget.
我们主如果从橄榄山回来的话
，If the Lord returns from Mount Olivet，
他如果要登耶和华的山
，And if he needs to ascend into the hills of the Lord，
那换句话，他登另外一座山
，That means he has to go to a different hill。
那么橄榄山跟圣殿山中间有一个山
，And there is a valley between the two hills。
这叫 Kidron Valley，
这是希伦Valley。
那这是很深很深的。
And it's a very deep valley。
弟兄姊妹
，And brothers，
如果我们的主从橄榄山回来
，If the Lord returns upon Mount Olivet，
现在他登耶和华的山
，And now he ascends。Into the hill.
所以你就可以知道说，我们的主一定从橄榄山下来。
You know that he must descend from Olivet.
经过克西马尼园。
And pass through the Garden of Gethsemane.
然后到了那个山谷。
And then go down to the bottom of the valley.
然后下面说，谁能够登耶和华的山
？And then there's this question proposed: Who may ascend to the hill?
当然是我们首席的牧人。
Of course, it is our chief shepherd.
而且谁能够站在他的圣所
？And who may stand in his holy place?
当然是我们首席的牧人。现在不光耶路撒冷，不光圣殿准备好了。
And now in Jerusalem,
yeah, 不光圣殿准备好了。
The temple is prepared.
而且耶路撒冷一定要准备好的。
But not only that, Jerusalem is prepared.
为什么呢
？And why?
因为耶路撒冷有好多城门的。
Because Jerusalem has many city gates.
耶路撒冷乃是用一个墙把它围起来的一个城。
And because Jerusalem is a city surrounded by a city wall.
所以这里说众城门呐。
And so that's why it said, O gate.
所以你看这个城门乃是耶路撒冷的城门。
And when it speaks of the gate, it speaks of the gate of Jerusalem.
那为什么说你们要抬起头来
？And so why does it say you gotta lift up your head?
因为现在这些门呢，有的是开的，有的是关的。
Because some of these gates are open, some of these gates are closed.
那么对着橄榄山那个门叫金门是关起来的。
And the gates facing Mount Olivet is called the Golden Gate and it's closed right now.
所以现在呢，你要抬起头来，意思你要把那个门打开的。
And so when we say you gotta lift up your head, that means you gotta open the gate.
所以下面怎么说呢
？And so what does it say?
永久的门 门户你们要被取。
As he lifted up a wicked door.
你看有的那个门一关关了好多少年了。
Because that door has been closed for many, many years.
这门就是那个永久的门户。
And that golden gate is the ancient door.
所以等到主耶稣回来。
And so when the Lord Jesus returns,
所有的门通都要打开的。
All the doors have to be opened.
尤其是金门要打开的。
Especially the golden gate.
金门一打开。
And once the golden gate is opened,
耶稣就进到圣殿。
And the Lord Jesus will pass through going
into
the
temple.
And not only in the church, he will go into Jerusalem.
所以明白吗？圣殿一定要重建
，the temple must be rebuilt。
耶路撒冷一定要回到以色列怀抱的
，the Jerusalem must be returned to the Israelites。
这是为什么现在中东的局势变得这么紧张
？And that is why the situation in the Middle East is so tense。
耶路撒冷从来不是很重要的地方
，because Jerusalem was never very important before。
对于回教世界来说
，and to the Muslim。
Baghdad 是最重要的地方。
Baghdad is most important.
对回教世界来说。
And to the Muslims.
Istanbul 是最重要的。
Istanbul is very important.
在他们的那个历史里面，耶路撒冷从来是一片废墟，没有什么重要的。
In history, Jerusalem is just some garbage.
从来不是很重要的。
It's not very important to them.
在 political 上从来没有重要过。
And politically, it had no significance.
但是忽然间变得很重要。
But now it's very important.
现在巴勒斯坦要以耶路撒冷做他们的首都。
And now the Palestinians they want Jerusalem as their capital.
突然变得很重要了。
And now it has become something very important.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
你看中东就紧张了。
But very recently we see that it's so tense in the Middle East.
上一次当巴勒斯坦人和美国和以色列谈判的时候。
And last time when the Palestinians, the Americans and the Israelites they were negotiating.
那一次差一点，阿拉法就成功了。
Arafat almost succeeded.
那一次以色列已经答应把96%的土地还给他。
Because they were going to return about 60% back to them.
No.
96%.
所以只剩下4%的土地。
And so you only have 4% left.
所以你看看，如果能够得回这么多土地，然后重建巴勒斯坦国，你看。
And so if you can reclaim so much land and rebuild the nation of Palestine, then Arafat would have
succeeded. 结果有两个问题通不过的。
But there are two problems here.
两个问题变成一个很困难的问题。
And two problems make one big problem.
一个就是阿拉法特代表整个回教世界要把圣殿山把它拿回来。
And Arafat represents the entire Muslim people that they want to redeem the Temple Mount back.
那这个是第一个问题。
And this is the first.
第二个问题，他们要以巴勒斯坦要以耶路撒冷做他们的首。
And the second problem is they want Jerusalem as the capital.
而且以色列几乎答应了。
And Israel they almost.
他们几乎答应耶路撒冷可以变成两半。
That they can split Jerusalem into two.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
我们要在主耶稣回来以前，耶路撒冷一定回到以色列的怀抱。
That before Jesus returns, that Jerusalem must be reclaimed.
现在发生什么事我们不知道。
And what happens now we don't know.
但是等到我们的首席牧人显现的。
But when our key shepherd appears.
弟兄姊妹
sister,
到那个时候
that day,
我们的主要从耶路撒冷回要从橄榄山回来
although he'll return on Mount Olive,
然后要经过西伦西谷
and he'll pass through that valley,
然后要登上橄榄登上圣殿山
and he'll ascend the temple mount,
然后进到圣殿里
and he'll enter the temple,
就像这个马拉基说他忽然进入他的殿
and just like in Malachi, he will suddenly enter into the temple,
感谢主
we thank you,
你看见这就是圣经里面给我们看见我们牧者终于我们的首席牧人终于回来。
This is what the Bible shows us that our chief shepherd will return.
到那个时候，要他要建立他的国度。
And at that day, he will establish his kingdom.
我们如果今天和他一同受苦，到那天要和他一同得荣。
And if we suffer with him today, we will likewise be revealed in glory.
所以彼得记得我们主的话。
And so Peter, he remembered the Lord.
所以他说你们到了那一天。
And so he said on that day.
他不光想到彼得自己。
He wasn't just thinking of himself.
你知道根据四福音有12个宝座在哪里
？Because according to the New Testament, there are 12 thrones there.
你看有一个一定是彼得。
And one of them would definitely be reserved here.
弟兄姊妹
But no.
现在主是对我们来说。
The Lord is speaking to us.
彼得对我们来说。
And Peter is speaking to us.
你看，你等到我们首席牧者显现的时候。
And when our chief shepherd appears.
现在我们都要得着永不衰残的冠冕。
We'll receive that fading crown of glory.
弟兄姊妹。已经过不去了。
And today we say that we cannot.
我们说我们经过死幽谷，我们出不来了。
We say that we passed through the valley of death and we can't come out.
我们说我们不要聚会了。
And we say that we don't want to
be. 从此以后没有人再看见我们。
And we don't want anyone to see us anymore.
为什么？
And if you're mean enough to him, you know how great his love is. We're too good to him, so we don't know the depth of his love.
你要对他有多狠，你要对他有多凶，然后你才知道他的爱有多大。
If you're more mean to him, then you'll discover the depth of his love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们记得，你永远不知道那个复活的生命有多荣耀。
You never know how glorious their resurrected life is.
一直等到有一天，所有人说这个人就完了。
Until one day, people will say that this person has come to the end of
himself.
He has no hope. He cannot come out of death. But we thank the Lord.
你的杖，你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
所以弟兄姊妹，
and so brothers and sisters, for this very reason,
主没有应许天色永远长蓝，主没有应许说，当他把玫瑰给我们，他不把刺给我们。
God never promised when he gives us the rose, he removes the thorns.
没有的。
He never promised.
他是把玫瑰和刺同样的给我们。
Because when he gives us the rose, it comes with the thorns.
我们为着玫瑰感谢主一千次。
And for the sake of the rose, we give thanks to the Lord a thousand times.
我们有没有为着玫瑰的刺感谢主一次都没有。
But for the thorns of the rose, have we even given thanks just once?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为我们经过死荫幽谷。
Because we passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Just like Paul.
我们被打倒了。
We've been struck down.
好像就完了。
It seems like we're done.
但是他说，我虽然被knocked down，但是没有knocked out。
He said, I'm knocked down, but I'm not knocked out.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这是复活的生命。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is the resurrection
life. 因为有着宝贝的瓦器放在我们。
Because we have this treasure in this earthen vessel.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个故事是什么故事？
What is the story?
是死而复活的故事。
This is the story of resurrected from the dead.
这个经历是基督徒的经历。
And this experience is the experience of Christ.
你怎么知道一个经历是属灵的经历？
How do you know experience is a spiritual experience?
弟兄姊妹，所有属灵的经历都是经过死亡。
Every spiritual experience passes through death.
所以感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
十字架把我们冠冕带给我们。
It's the cross that brings us the crown.
是十字架, the harvest 把丰收带给我们。
It's the cross that brings about the harvest.
没有十字架, 没有冠冕。
Without the cross, there's no crown.
没有十字架, 没有丰收。
Without the cross, there's no harvest.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
22篇是十字架。
Chapter 22 is the cross.
24篇是冠冕。
24 is the crown.
从十字架到冠冕。
From the cross to the crown.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
中间需要经过山谷。
In the middle of it is the valley.
你看见吗？很，这个十字，这个二十二篇是各个塔山。
And chapter 22 is Golgotha.
Hill of Golgotha.
Hill of Golgotha. Hill of Golgotha.
然后到了二十四篇，你看那个神的山，耶和华的山。
And chapter 24, you see the hill of the Lord.
那在这两个山中间有一个山。
And between these two hills are the valley.
到了二十三篇的山。
And so in Psalm 23,
我们虽然经过死荫的幽谷，
although we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil.
因为你的杖，你的竿都安慰。
For your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
所以弟兄姊妹，
and so brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗？
Do we understand that?
这是诗篇23篇是我们最熟的诗篇。
That although Psalm 23 is our most familiar song,
我们以为我们都会倒背过来。
We think we can memorize it backwards.
但现在如果你从新约来看诗篇23，
but if we look at it from the perspective of the New Testament,
你才明白，
then you'll understand.
我们的主不只是好牧人，
that not only is our Lord a good shepherd,
为我们死，
who lays down the
life,
who is now on the cross for
us,
he also resurrected from the dead. And not only did he resurrect from the dead, but one day he will be revealed in glory. This is our shepherd.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, read Psalm 23 again.
跟太原不一样的。
And you'll know that it's different from the understanding.
因为他拉比就对当时你不一样。
It'll be different from the Jewish rabbis.
弟兄们
，First,
他们读诗篇二十三篇就是二十三篇。
When they read Psalm 23, it's merely Psalm 23.
他们读二十二
篇 ，because they can't understand Psalm 23.
他们懂一点点二十四篇
，and they understand a little bit of Psalm 23.
就这么多了
，and that's all of it.
但是感谢。
But we thank the Lord.
因为我们主是我们的好牧人。
Because our Lord is our good shepherd.
所以当我们来读诗篇二十三篇的时候
，When we read Psalm 23,
我们能比他们懂得更多。
We can understand more than they.
我们是有经历的。
Because we are a group of people that have experience.
不光是为我们定死。
Because not only was the Lord nailed on the
cross. 不光为我们从死里复活。
Not only did he resurrect from the dead.
不光胜过死亡。
Did he overcome death?
结果就生命在我们的里面。
But this life is in us.
我们也能胜过死。
And we can also overcome death.
严格说来。
And strictly speaking.
我们胜过死亡阴影而已。
We overcome the shadow of death.
就这么多了
，and that's all.
但是感谢主
，but we thank the Lord.
这变成我们的经历
，this has become our experience.
当然有眼泪
，of course there are tears.
当然有苦难
，of course there are sufferings.
但是感谢主
，but we thank the Lord.
我们是有明天
，we have the tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹，明天他回来
，tomorrow he will return.
明天他擦干我们的
，tomorrow he'll wipe away our tears.
明天我们要得到永不衰残的
，and tomorrow we will receive an unfading crown of glory.
感谢主
，we thank the Lord.
什么叫诗篇二十二篇
？What is Psalm 23？
那是主。
That's yesterday.
什么是诗篇二十三篇
？What Psalm 23? That's yesterday.
这是今天。
What Psalm 23? That's today.
二十二篇、二十四篇
，What Psalm 24?
那是我们的明天。
That is our tomorrow.
我们是有明天的。
We have a tomorrow.
弟兄们，严格说来
，strictly speaking，
我们连今天都没有。
Even today, we do not have.
一个罪人怎么会有今天
？Because how can a sinner have a today?
还是感谢主。
But we thank God.
两千年前，我们主做了我们的好牧人。
Because 2000 years ago, our Lord became a good shepherd.
因为他的故事。
Because of his story.
现在我们开始有故事。
Now today we have our own.
现在我们开始有经历
，We have our own experience。
我们有今天
，We have a today。
但是感谢主
，We thank the Lord。
不光有今天
，Not only just today。
我们还有明天
，We have a tomorrow。
我们荣耀在明天
，Our glory is in tomorrow。
在今天我们只好忍耐
，And so today we can only just bear。
如果不是为了明天的荣耀，我们不可能今天忍耐。
And if we're not for the glory reserved for tomorrow, we cannot。
你知道世界上有两班人
，There are two groups of people。
罗马人还有希腊人。
There are the Romans, there are the Greeks.
他们讲的荣耀的时候
，And when they speak of glory,
他们讲的过去
，They talk of the past.
但是感谢主
，But we thank the Lord.
有另外两班人
，There are another two groups of people.
他们也讲的荣耀
，They also speak of glory.
一个是以色列人
，One are the Israelites.
还有一个是神的教会
，And the other is the Church of God.
他们也讲的荣耀
，They also speak of glory.
他们是讲的明天
，But they speak of the future glory. And what is that?
罗马人跟希腊人
，Because the Romans and the Greeks.
他们永远活在荣耀的过去
，They always live in the past glory.
他们一直做过去的梦。
Because they always just dream of the past.
只有犹太以色列人神的选民和教会。
That's only the Israelites, the people of God.
我们的荣耀还在讲。
Our glory is reserved for the future.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是有明天的。
We are a group of people that
你怎么知道
？And how do we know?
因为诗篇二十四。
Because of Psalm 24.
我想这是够了。
I think this is enough.
因为你看见吗？这就是我们基督的生活。
Do you see that this is our Christian life?
我们讲到昨天的时候。
When we speak of yesterday.
我们讲到信。
We speak of our faith.
我们讲到今天的时候。
When we speak of today.
我们讲到爱。
We speak of love.
我们讲到明天的时候。
We speak of tomorrow.
我们讲到我。
We speak of faith and hope.
所以信望爱乃是我们的生活。
So faith, love, hope is our life.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们不光是有昨天。
Not only do we have a past.
今天。
Today.
还有明天。
We have a future.
你看，这就是诗篇二十三。
And so this is Psalm 23.
谁但愿主把这些话赐给我们。
And so may the Lord give us these words.
那今天我们还有一堂。
And we still have one more meeting today.
我们要继续来看诗篇二十三。
And we'll continue to take a look at Psalm 23.
巴不得就借着很简单的诗篇对我们每一个人说。
And so we ask the Lord to use this simple song to speak to each and every one of us.
低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.